Trey Reed from the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission. If you have questions about outdoor life in Arkansas, Trey is the guy with the answers. He's brought to you by Powers Truck Parts and Service, providing on-site and 24-hour roadside assistance from headlight to taillight and everything in sight. PowersTruckParts.com.
Yeah, I want to thank Chad and Stephanie Powers for sponsoring both on this Wednesday, Trey Reed and Joe Nichols. Thanks to them. If you've got a question for Trey, let us know, 661-1037. Someone says here, I bet Anne-Marie's not getting a ticket after the fact for the orange vest deal. And you think that's
I think that's a little jab at you, David Basil. And you just got a warning ticket.
Yeah, that's right.
Because you actually had your license, you just didn't have the orange vest.
I had it on when I came to the deer, but I didn't have it up in the Taj Mahal that we had. Here's one question for Trey. When I'm fishing on Grouse Ferry or the lakes, there's all these docks around saying you can't fish around them. I've actually had a guy come out and tell me we couldn't be there. Is that really the law? Is it legal for private entities to buy dock space on public-funded bodies of water and then tell people they can't fish around the dock? I've seen a lot of these on social media.
Yeah, and that's back during when I was covering professional bass fishing, early 2000s, that was an issue a lot. Now, some of the times it's more of a safety thing, like, you know, there could be power cables or things like that, and that's why they post it to no fishing. But I mean, it's really probably
legal.
The jurisdictional authority would be the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. Yeah, we manage the fish and enforce the
regulations. I'm surprised you don't know that, just because I think now it's become a thing. Yeah.
You know, and I think, look, if you're in your boat and you don't get on the dock, I'm not a lawyer, that's what the guys fishing usually say. As an angler myself, I think you'd be hard pressed to tell me I was breaking any laws as long as I didn't get on your dock.
Matter of fact, I've seen that too when people have private property that goes down to a body of water saying you can't fish around here, and the guy goes, "Yes, I can." You know, so there's been that thing has really escalated, that some people don't want people fishing around their slot or
you see that a lot, and unfortunately what happens there is, I think, you know, people buy lakeside, riverside property, and they think that, like, well, now I can lock it down. But if it's a navigable waterway, no, you really can't.
Yeah. 661-1037 is the number. Here's one we're talking about. What does your dog eat? Roger, this one says, and I've seen this, our dog eats a lot of grass every so often. And no, Roger, it's not synthetic weed. Thin-skinned comic, I love you, man. I don't know what that's about. I've seen dogs eat a lot of grass. That's not surprising. What about you? Have your dog?
Yeah, my dog will munch on some grass, but I mean, man, he'll eat anything.
What is your dog?
He's a little Maltipoo, little 11 and a half pound
Jessica
dog.
lets her lab eat the paper, the toilet paper cones.
Oh yeah, the core.
I said,
there.
Why are you letting him eat that?
No, I'll tell you what gets on my nerves. My wife lets our dog eat. So we've got a couple of cats too, and one of them it's like a wet food. It's like a small individual container, you know, like maybe a eighth of a cup or whatever. It's what it looks like. And she lets the dog, like, lick the residue after the cat finished. But worse than that, he takes that little plastic cup and he just shreds it. And I every time I was like, you're going to kill him. You can't let him chew on the plastic like that. Because, you know, I don't know. It bothers me. It is a dispute, ongoing dispute in Casa de Reed.
Roger, speaking of cats, today we're going to play a match game brought to you by U.S. Truck Accessories in Searcy and Conway. We're going to bring in the guy at the office that talks like a cat.
Because he
has not played match game with us in a while.
Well,
so
I look forward to having
that. Will be coming up. Just wanted to mention that. 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. Let's see. Where does it come? Women don't listen when it comes to their animals. I don't know. That's just an opinion.
Was that a response to my last statement?
let's see here. I actually stumbled across some white dog dude yesterday. Never see that anymore. What movie?
Step Brothers.
Is that what it sure is?
He
makes him lick it. 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. I was looking too. You know, you're a traveled man, Trey. And so when you look at one of the things that this World Cup, it challenges you geographically to sort of know. So France and Senegal, is it Senegal?
Yeah, they play district.
So where's Senegal?
Senegal is in on the continent of Africa.
Okay.
It's, I think it's sub-Saharan. It's on the west side of the
continent.
Used to
be owned by France, I believe.
Yeah, that's what they, that's what, it's an interesting matchup. Roger, it's a former French colony.
We know who sits up by the teacher's desk.
Roger, when I was coming here.
And who didn't.
As a 17-year-old freshman to be from Panama City, Florida, I never did in my life did I think, David, one of these days, 40 years from them, you're going to be sitting on a radio show and hear somebody go, sub-Saharan. Sub-Saharan. So it's like, what?
When you heard somebody say Senegal, you're thinking, is that where the Jewish people go to pray?
No. You got Norway and Iraq, and you got Argentina where Lionel Messi did the hat trick. Messi rocked it
last night.
Tied for most goals in World Cup history.
Yeah, you had the hat trick last
night. You throw out the record book.
Today you got Portugal versus Roger. DR Congo.
Wow.
Now, what is the DR Congo?
Democratic Republic of Congo.
England versus Croatia. Roger, we got
a rematch of a semifinal from a few years
and
ago.
And two blockbusters, Ghana versus Panama tonight at 6.
Panama's not good. But Ghana and Panama, that's the worst game of the day.
And I think I pronounced this right. Uzbekistan?
Uzbekistan, yeah.
Uzbekistan. Uz or Yuz?
It depends.
Roger, what would you say? You think it's...
Well, I'm from Saline County.
Depends on which side of the Mason-Dixon line you're on, Yuz guys.
Christian, do you have a shot at that?
I think it's Uzbekistan.
Uzbekistan. Is that you know this? And this thing goes on. Like, we're just getting started. It's you've got a month of this.
Oh, yeah.
So
I love it.
You know,
I absolutely love it.
Do you have somebody beside the United States that you're
rooting for? I cheer for Mexico, if not the United
States.
Okay,
that's your adopted.
Mexico should have scored probably like 5 goals.
Yeah, they didn't have a great opener. It was 3 red cards, like the most red cards ever issued in a World Cup game, I believe.
The other team was down to 9 players.
Wow. Yeah,
Justin, who are you for?
I just got tired of that same old town.
Yeah, okay.
Tired of fighting.
So I went and saw Mexico
line.
Play in the Gold Cup quarterfinals a few years ago down in Arlington. So that was, you know, kind of fun.
Mexico.
And they just have such an enthusiastic following.
Mexico.
It's Mexico.
Norway, for the Americans that don't know anything about soccer, watch Norway because you're going to see Erling Haaland play and he's going to score goals.
Look at you dropping the wisdom. Hey, Roger, we got to say a couple things, and you may know these guys, Trey. Got 2 retirements. Chief of Police, you've got Little Rock, Heath Helton, who we've had part of the badge bowl we did a couple years ago. He's retiring.
Oh, thank you, sir.
And then
congrats.
In North Little Rock, Patrick Fessing, who I think was part of that too.
Oh.
He's retiring. So 2 police chiefs retiring here.
Way to go, guys.
In Central Arkansas. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037 is the number. Roger, a couple great birthdays today throughout the show. Barry Manilow.
Are you kidding
Barry
me?
Barry Manilow's birthday today.
How
I know. How old do you think Barry Manilow is, Trey?
I would say Barry Manilow is about 82.
Oh, see, that's what I thought. And maybe I'm wrong on this. Roger, how old do you think he is?
89.
Yeah.
I'm going to go 86.
Yeah, I think
his face is 4.
Yeah, I got to, let me see. Because
was he younger?
How old? Because what they had in our, it was wrong in our notes today. He's 83. It said it's 75.
Oh,
like, what?
Man, I was almost a bingo bang.
Yeah, 83. And he can't see anymore. Remember, he interviewed him the other day, and he said, and I felt like, dude, you've sung for 83 years. Just turn on your music.
You're not supposed to be able
to turn on your music
anymore,
and listen to the great music. And maybe
it's not stopping Frankie Valli.
Today,
today
is a National Mascot Day. Of course, you've been what have you been? A zebra?
A zebra, yeah. A Trojan.
Roger's been a Trojan. Christian, what have you been?
I've been an eagle and a Trojan. I actually was the Little Rock Trojan for 1 game.
Oh, wow. Finding this out, Roger.
You know what? Let me give a shout out to my junior high school because it dawned on me again. I was a Central Junior High Spartan and then a Hot Springs High Trojan. So we're Spartans and Trojans. I don't know why it just hit me. Strength and honor.
So strength and honor.
Yeah, they needed somebody to walk around the concourse and the usual mascot guy. I was doing work study for the athletic department. The usual guy was out.
You've been doing the show with us for how many months now? And this is the first time we've
heard you been the
mascot.
I think it's the first time I've ever mentioned it on the buzz. So,
well, again, Roger did it. So you both were mascots at your high school for at least 1 day.
Well, no, I was at the Little Rock Trojans.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, college, it's okay. Yeah, you know, at high school or Trojan for your school, you were a mascot for 1 day.
He was a D1 mascot.
Yeah,
that's, for one day.
Yeah,
that was like that's enough. No more.
That's impressive.
Now, I'm trying to because. I'm trying to remember, Christian. Was there like a suit or is it?
Yeah,
like,
it's a suit. Oh yeah,
yeah, it's a suit.
Okay. It's just gladiators.
Yeah, right. I'm sure if it was like the USC Trojan that rides out on the horse is not a suit. It's just a guy in costume.
No, it's a suit.
Yeah, okay.
It's kind of smelly.
Watch this, because Roger, I swear, you know, I've got to get this set for best listener. Miss Evans, 2 weeks. Do you think? Let's see the first person that gets what my high school mascot was. Do you, don't blurt. You know what it is.
I know what it is.
You know what it is. Yeah. Christian.
No, I don't.
Okay, 661-1037. You can text it or you can.
If you saw my Instagram last week, this animal was featured in one of my.
Oh, is
clips.
That right?
Yeah.
Oh, very nice. Oh, here he is, right here.
Is it a fish or something?
Turn that up a little bit, Raj.
We're going hopping, we're going hopping today. When things are popping,
that's Barry Manilow.
It could be my favorite Manilow song, and I used to have his albums.
The only thing about, listen, Barry Manilow is one of the greatest of all time. Writing, Roger, singing. But I don't understand, what do people see in wanting to put those cheek implants in that make you look just almost... not normal?
I think
it's ridiculous.
You're asking me if somebody wants to... look better, they do that, they get compliments, and they want to continue on, and they don't see some of the things that are going on. But when you're in that profession, you've got to try to look as young as possible.
What's crazy, again, coming from a guy.
I don't
think it looks, and for somebody to tell him that that's a good look, that's not a good look.
They got a bunch of yes men.
Well, maybe so. Yeah. Michael Jackson, that was part of the story last night. He comes in and he wants to get his nose. After Off the Wall, Roger, I think he goes.
It seemed like all the Jackson
kids. Well, when
kids
you hear his, when you hear the his story of the abuse that his daddy gave him by saying he's ugly, he's got a flat nose, he's got this, he's got all that. Oh, well, he abused him.
They all had
like that,
the big
insecurities.
Yeah, okay. So I mean, when you hear something like that, so you want to change it and do whatever.
Let's go to Danny real quick. We go to break, Roger. Danny's going to have the mascot for my Moseley High School. What, Danny?
I'm thinking it was the Dolphins.
Dolphins is correct. Let me tell you what. Do we not have some amazing listeners?
We do. They're the best.
Danny. Strength and honor, Danny.
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
I'm telling you. Somebody suggested it sounds like a high school chant. Maybe it is, but Gladiator used it. Stick it.
That's where he got it.
That's exactly right. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back in just a minute.